wa day wax wa
wax nañ ko ñu
kan wax ko kan
ñom ñom madam jani wax madam jani da wax ko xede bam xam
ok mais il n'avoue on a pas
pu
dire ros
grao je comprends
Mesdames et messieurs, nous vous demandons de bien vouloir éteindre.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will please take a seat. Please turn off your cell phones, please. Ladies and gentlemen, please turn off your cell phones.
Mais faut une lumière là. Une lumière au président. Ok, d'accord.
Réservé à
Mesdames, Messieurs, le Président de la République.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the Republic. Excellency, Mr. Wade, President of the Republic of the Senegal, thank you, President, for coming and presiding the opening ceremony of the 42nd meeting of the International Organization for Assigned Names and Domains. I can. Mr. Souleymane Ndiaye, first Prime Minister of Senegal, ladies and gentlemen, Minister of State, ladies and gentlemen, ministers, Mr. Moustapha Guerassi, Minister of Telecommunications, Speaker of the Government, ladies and gentlemen, representative of international organizations, Mr. Rod Bergstrom, director of ICANN, Mr. Crocker, president, director of the Administration Council, Mrs. Dryden, president of the GAC at within ICANN, ladies and gentlemen, representatives of international organizations, ladies and gentlemen, representatives of the Parliament, technicians and experts from the world, welcome to this 42nd meeting of ICANN, meeting for assigned names and numbers. Mr. the President of the Republic of Senegal, you have Mrs. Heifa Dryden has the floor. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Prime Minister Guerassi and Your Excellencies, as well as distinguished guests, c'est un honneur d'avoir l'occasion d'être parmi vous.
It's an honor to be among you today. Since with so many honored guests
to such a distinguished audience today, as chair of the Governmental Advisory Committee, I was given the pleasure to present to a group of experts as part of a set of meetings facilitated by the Government of Senegal and by the African Union Commission And I was very impressed with the interest in the region, in various internet issues, in the work of the committee that I chair, and ICANN. And this really tells me that there is a great deal of importance placed on the need for participation from the African region. Senegal has been playing a leadership role within the GAC for years. Madame Diop Diagne has been a real asset in bringing a voice for Senegal and for Africans to the committee. One of the things that we discussed as part of the experts meeting were the various issues in front of the Governmental Advisory Committee for consideration. And this is really a critical time for the committee, for ICANN, and for this multi-stakeholder model. And it takes work to make this model work, and it requires the inputs and views and advice from all parts of the world, and Africa is no exception to that. So with that, I look forward to hearing more from the community this week, and our GAC meetings will continue. And I hope that one thing that we can take away from these meetings is the importance of African contributions to the work of ICANN and with the internet as well. The next users for the internet will come clearly from regions like Africa and the developing world. And so we need an internet that's responsive to their needs and interests. And governments as well have roles and responsibilities. And this must be understood if such a model is to work. With that, I again thank you for the opportunity to speak to you today, and look forward to the meetings in the coming week continuing. Thank you.
Merci, Madame Heff.
Thank you, Mrs. Jayden.
La parole est à Monsieur
Rod Beckstrom has the floor. He's the CEO of ICANN.
Your Excellency, President Wad, Minister Gerassi, distinguished guests, it is a pleasure to be with you for ICANN's 42nd public meeting. We are deeply grateful to Senegal for hosting this event. ICANN's public meetings, like this one, take place throughout the world on a regional basis. Of the six meetings ICANN has held in Africa, this is by far the largest, with 1,246 registered participants, reflecting the continent's increasing engagement in the development of global internet policy and ICANN's multi-stakeholder community. Africa has also recently demonstrated leadership in internet governance by hosting a very successful internet governance forum in Kenya just 3 weeks ago with some 2,000 attendees. Much spirited discussion and high-quality participation. Africa's increasing involvement in the internet is also reflected in its 25-fold growth in access over the past 10 years. 25-fold. This is a clear indication that the African population is embracing new technologies to increase communications among people and nations and allowing Africans to become more internet savvy. Yet despite this rapid growth, less than 12% of the African population currently has internet access. The continent has 11.4% of the world's population, but only 5.7% of internet users. So there is much room for growth, and the wisdom of Africa's internet leaders will help to ensure that Africa can build on this progress. The internet is the greatest collaborative effort in history, and its governance matters to millions of Africans whose economic future will be significantly improved by the information, commerce, and innovation that greater internet access will generate. ICANN is an example of the multi-stakeholder model at its best. It is open, inclusive, balanced, effective, and international. It is strongly dedicated to the public interest, and this commitment is echoed in everything that ICANN does. Our inclusive international volunteer community develops policies related to the Internet's domain name system. This multi-stakeholder model is organized around a community of specialists who bring their knowledge and expertise to the development of Internet policy. Over 200 countries are involved in ICANN through the Governmental Advisory Committee, community, board, staff, and operations. Over 100 of them are represented here in Dakar this week, 35 of them from Africa. Anyone interested in the future of the Internet is welcome to take part in the work at our meetings, to contribute their views to the development of Internet policy. And in all of our public meetings, we have open microphones at many of the sessions during the week, and we encourage you to speak out on the issues that interest you. We want to see greater African engagement in this process and in our community, and this means in all of ICANN stakeholder groups and constituencies, and in the policy development process. This will increase Africa's influence and encourage greater involvement and constructive interaction. There is already a vibrant African at-large community and structure within ICANN, giving voice to Africa's internet users, and representatives are participating here in our Dakar meeting. This initiative will strengthen the voices of African users in ICANN and increase their participation in the public policy process. Yesterday, the second and very successful AfriLo showcase was held here in Dakar with the kind participation of Minister Grassi. This was first held in 2010 in Nairobi, and the showcases are now becoming a tradition at ICANN meetings. They offer a chance to hear from regional leaders and highlight at-large structures from specific regions and cultures. We welcome the AfriLo at-large structure representatives participating in the Dakar meeting. This AfriLo initiative increases the effectiveness of African end users in ICANN. We want to see more Africans engaged in the multi-stakeholder model to bring the richness of African culture and experiences to ICANN and the Internet, and to allow the interconnectivity of communities and cultures worldwide. We were also happy to see such high-level participation in last week's African Union ministerial meeting here in Dakar, and the constructive input and expressions of support for ICANN in their communique. The development of the Internet is based on collaborative, trust-based relationships. In fact, the system works because of that strong base of trust, collaboration, and cooperation. We believe the multi-stakeholder model is a technology in itself, and it reflects the technology of the Internet. Together, they produce a communications miracle that offers Africa a wealth of opportunities. Your Excellency, President Wad, Minister Grassi, thank you for your participation in ICANN 42.
Thank you.
Merci. Thank you.
La parole au
The floor is to Mr. Stephen Crocker, President of the Administration Council of ICANN.
Great to be here. Your Excellency, President Wan, Minister Garasi, distinguished guests, and all of you, welcome. It's a pleasure to welcome you and to be here in Senegal. Rod Beckstrom has shared with you a number of statistics. I will focus only on the number three. Approximately one out of three of the many participants here today are from Senegal and the local region. That is a very high level of participation and bodes very well for the future. And we also have three members of a very distinguished board of directors of ICANN from the African continent. Ketim Touré from the Gambia, Mike Silber from South Africa, Shireen Chalabi from Egypt. We almost have the continent covered. As you've heard, building networks requires work. I've had the privilege of being involved from the very beginning, and it involves work of several kinds, certainly quite a lot of technical work. Also requires organizational work, political work, and business efforts. We're fortunate that over a long period of time, all of these efforts have come together and have created the magic, the power, and the success of the internet. There's one other element marbled through all of this, which is, in addition to all of this hard work, we've been unable to make any progress unless we also create slogans. Our current slogan, One World, One Internet, very apt, very relevant. Let me tell you the very first slogan that we made up in a room very much smaller than this, involving only a handful of people. Networks bring people together. And in that spirit, I am very, very pleased to see that over the more than four decades that we have been building networks, expanding them, increasing their power, that one of the most important effects is that networks have brought people together, and we are here together in that spirit. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Dr.
Merci beaucoup, Monsieur Stephen Crocker.
Now, Mr. Mustapha Girassi, Minister of Telecommunications, Technologies, Information Technologies, who will now read the press release, and he will thank you, President of the Republic, Minister, ladies and gentlemen, ministers of state, President of the Administration Council of ICANN, welcome to Dakar. Mr. President of the Republic, before reading the communique, I am from the roundtable of TIC Ministers of Africa. I would like to tell you, Mr. President, the National Council, under the control of the first Prime Minister, made a lot of efforts and work, and the President of this committee and Mrs. Diop Diagne, who was appointed by one of the members of the Council. I want to say this because this is a revolution for us. Your vision was always to promote TICs. Another aspect of our vision was to promote women. And not so long ago, we voted here a law on equality, gender equality. I'm happy to see that today the 42nd meeting was possible thanks to Senegalese women that you promote constantly. So I wanted to underline this. Mr. President, the president, the ministers responsible for TIC made certain promises, but to go fast, I would like to just remind that the ministers in charge of the TIC within the Union African Union, what they ask from ICANN. First of all, the ministers of the African Union in charge of TICs mentioning again the declaration on telecommunication in Africa and on development say that telecommunications are essential for competition in Africa in order to enable the African Union and to materialize the Millennium Objectives and governance of Internet made by this declaration made by September 2011 regarding Internet governance that will be organized by the Union community. We welcome the different programs of ICANN and its organizations to develop internet section, especially security, stability, and IDN and new GTLDs. We understand how many efforts done in order to develop a good approach and the assistance needed, especially for developing countries to present their candidacy and use new GTLDs regimes according to resolution number 20 adopted in Nairobi and mentioning also GAC's recommendations on internet. We hereby ask ICANN's administration to include extensions .africa.africa.afrique.africa and also the usage of .africa in any other language in the list of names so that we could use the protection given by such names. Least developed African countries. Therefore, if ICANN could help African countries that are poorer, that would be very helpful. If we could also support ICANN offices in Africa so that we could be closer to African stakeholders and benefit from direct recommendations and raise awareness and facilitate ICANN's mission in Africa to assist an ethics charter so we could eliminate and prevent conflict of interest. And this would make a more independent organization and assist ICANN so that all documents and all meetings reports would be accessible in all UN languages, especially in French. This is the official language of 50% of countries. Internalize ICANN by introducing geographic rotation. Assist Africa to have root servers in countries in order to reduce connectivity commutators and to adopt the final report of joint applicant support and to establish the implementation plan for future requests and better use resources for awareness and training for African candidates to new GTLDs by proposing innovating programs for all African regions and accelerate the resolution process and finding solutions on important, significant questions on the candidate guide to assist new candidacies. And Mr. President Abdoulaye Wade, and thank you also to the Senegalese people for the perfect organization of the meeting. This was the press, the release of the ministers within African Union. Thank you, Mr. the President.
Merci, Mr. Gerassi.
Thank you, Mr. Prime Minister Gerassi. Thank you for the reading of this communique. Thank you, press release. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hear Mr. Abdoulaye Wade, the President of the Republic of Senegal.
Monsieur le Premier ministre.
Mr. Prime Minister, ladies and gentlemen, ministers, African ministers in charge of IT and communications, ladies and gentlemen, ambassadors and representatives of the diplomatic department, Mrs. Heather Dryden, President of the Advisory Council of ICANN, of the GAC, and Mr. Rod Bergstrom, Director of ICANN, Mr. Stephen Crocker, President of the of ICANN's Administration Council, ladies and gentlemen, ministers of state, ladies and gentlemen, guests, ladies and gentlemen, students. First of all, I would like to express how grateful I am and also the Senegalese people's gratitude to the organizers of this meeting for having chosen our country to host the 42nd meeting of ICANN, the international organization in charge of assigned names and numbers. I would also like to wish to African ministers in charge of technologies of communications and IT in Dakar, welcome, and I hope you have a nice day in Senegal. Take this opportunity to also to thank the ministers for the significant work done that will enable the head of state to have a study, very significant study, analysis that will help us to make better decisions. This is a great honor for Senegal to welcome such distinguished host on the planet that are in charge of ensuring Internet's operational stability, promoting competition, and ensure global representation of communities using the Internet. I think we have here one of the creators, the inventors of the Internet. I believe he is one of those. I asked him the question earlier, and who have created Internet, who thought before implementing it. Ladies and gentlemen, without any doubt, our continent is not at the heart of strategic operations of the Internet. in Africa, Africa in the world, Africa is still late in entering the world of digital work. Digital networks are the ideal conduit for democracy and essential for a continent. I often say, and I want to go back to what Mr. Crocker said, internet is the most perfect democracy because in front of the computer, a Senegalese, a Japanese, an American, they go to the same speed as the speed of light. So this is a race. When you have a race car, you need a car. A bicycle race, you need a bicycle. So all the theories that we can elaborate cannot have no fruit, no product, no result unless Africans have computers. I would like to underline this practical aspect of the internet question. We need to go. We need to take the conduit. We need a computer for this. I will talk about that later again because that will explain my choice from the start to give all government employees, teachers, students, even in schools, so that they have computers. And I argued my case before my American friends and the Black Caucus a few years back about the possibility for Africa. We, at the time, we had 700 million. We almost have 1 billion now, to at least have 500 million computers. I'm not exaggerating. In certain countries, 80% of the population, 90% have a computer. In Africa, computers are still very rare. As you know, I've supported several initiatives in order to reduce the gap between the North and the South, between the countryside and cities. That was part of the conference in Geneva in 2003, where I proposed the concept of digital solidarity. And we created it, but there were problems, and all African countries, even foreign countries such as France, Lyon, because Lyon are also members, Paris, Milano, in Italy, etc., and Caribbean countries, and countries of Latin America. We met here in Dakar not very long ago to create the new Digital Solidarity Fund. I had requested information that they just brought to me. Now, internet that we talked about earlier created several problems, but internet, first of all, enables people to communicate very quickly. Internet is also, I was going to say, a registry of human knowledge. the most complex knowledge can be accessed through the internet. Therefore, the question is not the capacity to understand what's here. Africans, we've proved that when we are studying in universities, or we have proved that we are capable, whether in Europe, in the United States, or in China, but the problem is to have access to it. It's not all just to have a computer, but you also need to pay the way to this access. Independently from the issue of the democratic management of the internet. There also, I will go back to it later. The phone which is a means of communication, the most well-known and the most common, and whose development is very quick, and that should interest Africans. In June 2005, phones, thanks to the cell phones, have reached 70% of the population, with a quarterly growth of 23.8% in Senegal, which means that the telephone is available to everyone, from the poorest to the richest. I saw a commercial, a camel rider in the desert with his computer, with his cell phone. Which shows that the development of such a tool brings me back to saying that these incredible development has created an international environment, and Senegal has become a hub, international hub, for international companies dealing with international communication: Google, Nokia, Samsung, IBM, who have offices here. We also, Paris's Wall Street, we have now a Senegalese company registered. The economic environment makes this your organization even more important. The stability of internet is really crucial for growth and of our economies that rely on these networks. As far as I'm concerned, I always thought that the internet was a way to promote the penetration of our countries on the internet world, and therefore the Fund of International Solidarity is very important. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is very important for you to manage fairly these names and numbers in a consensual manner with all the stakeholders, public and private. The international aspect of your administration council of the board and the cooperation that you have established within ICANN with governments is crucial. It enables you to have a better legitimacy of your decisions because countries are more and more sensitive to questions, issues dealing with digital evolution. The GAC enables thus countries to participate better in the work being done through ICANN, and this is a very important model between the public and private sectors that should be encouraged. You have adopted the new GTLD program, first level, called GTLD. This is very good because this is the beginning. I do not guarantee. I think it's an English expression, but this will definitely have a very big impact, economic and social and cultural impact. Organizations who have requested ownership rights and administration rights of these new names shows the interest for these names and numbers, names that include names of cities and brands. So we have now a new cycle where African countries could be excluded from this new market, since, as you have defined in your processes, there will be necessary to have millions of dollars to create one registry for one village, the name of one village or city. The major issue with names of domain names is safety, security. Safety for those who have the names. Can someone buy a domain name like Abdullah Wad or Obama.org? Because this will show in all its documents. So there, it is necessary to protect certain names. It's a recognized right for all, individual right. And names associated with religions, beliefs, Mecca, Vatican, Tuba, etc. Could someone buy such names? So you have to go further and protect populations. And for those using the system who buy and sell names, you have the task to protect the system and ensure its stability. These are programs that are very complex, we know. And the question that we have today is, when we say that Africa wants to participate in internet governance, that's what we mean. It's to be represented among those who decide policies pertaining to the internet. I have here in Dakar, very quickly also, on April 19th, 2004, African Conference on Internet Governance. It was just before the Tunis meeting. I became aware that if they would go directly to Tunis, it would be a catastrophe because the prerequisites were not even defined. I told my colleague and friend, Ben Ali, and I told him, I am calling a meeting before our arrival in Tunis to talk about issues that will be discussed in your conference. So the problems that we have today were already questioned and discussed in 2004, in April and in September. The Tunis conference happened on November 16, 2005. Conferences that you organized previously in June and also this one are additional steps to leading to this internet governance. In your approach, you've certainly taken into consideration requests coming from developing countries, but I also invite you to finalize processes so that you can enable them to have access to certain resources for African organizations. This liberal access, this opening of access to African organizations in Singapore in June 2011 is now a revolution for internet. Beyond domain names based on proper identities of private and public organizations, Africa must claim its symbols of its identity as a continent. This is the .Africa. Likewise, .EU, European Community, and .Asia. I know that this debate is not over. With regards to this new extension, .Africa, that's why I invite the African Union to ensure the leadership in the process for the attribution of this resource by participating actively in debates on this issue so that the final decision can be taken on behalf of the entire of the continent that is already so far behind with regards to the access to digital networks. I was informed of Senegal was chosen to host a copy of the root server. This is obviously a very great improvement of internet network performances for our country and other countries in the sub-region, that used to depend on the Maghreb and South Africa. Thank you so much for this faith that you have in my country, for my country that will now have the responsibility of ensuring, of dealing with all the requests of end users, internet users from the sub-region. This new configuration associated with the new submarine undersea cable and the works have just ended will now give Senegal the leadership role and now will give it equality with developed countries as far as connectivity to the international network. The potential for, you know how important education is for me. I will never stop saying that Senegal is the only country in the world that gives 40% of its budget to education and training. And the average for Africa does not exceed 14%. I would like to inform you that soon I will launch a big program called Digital Education for All that will enable 8,000 schools in Senegal to have access to the internet through numeric solidarity. It's not only to give schools this access, but also to have education on these resources, to have our education system must be connected to the international networks that transmit knowledge and education. So we have to make many efforts in order to reduce technological barriers. That's why I am inviting you to undertake such efforts with us in this domain. So in our education model, from preschool, we teach children from 2 to 6 years old to how to operate or computers in order not to be confused with the computers later when they are older. Ladies and gentlemen, you are responsible for the stability of internet because you have to ensure end users access to all addresses that are necessary. That must be requires very serious coordination. According to the International Telecommunications Union, the number of internet users has exceeded 2 billion, and there's a new generation of equipment, of devices that use internet. With regards to what I was saying earlier, the increase of the number of people who have internet is also an issue of access, those who have cell phones, and it also an issue that people do not have access to the internet. Ladies and gentlemen, your concerns regard based on the actual protocol IPv4, the depletion of that IPv4 protocol, the Senegal has now gone over to the IPv6 version that will now have more addresses available. And experts will make sure that this significant evolution will happen also in our country. This progress for networks and technologies should lead us to think more about users and their protection against abuse. Since 2008, I voted a law aiming at installing a protection against abuse against private information and private life, and the storage of information data that are personal in nature. And these data are very valuable commercially. And now we have installed a new program to find a protection for these data. Please allow me to say something. It's relevant because what I'm saying is relevant because the future of Africa, due to economic growth with regards to cell phones, whether domestically and internationally, this growth creates a lot of wealth in billions of dollars. In African countries do not have their fair share. We do have a share, but it's not the fair share. And so during the negotiation of a contract, the market condition terms are change very quickly. The number of population change, the growth with creating new wealth, and the wish to have cell phones for people who are getting younger and younger. So the market is developing very rapidly. Without canceling the contracts already signed, it's not fair. It is fair to negotiate a better distribution in favor of our countries. I was saying earlier, I read in a document that European countries wanted to regroup 160 to 180 billion euros to buy all African cell phones. This is how the market works. It's their right to do so. But it would be a catastrophe that we abandon such wealth in favor of this oligarchy. As you know, it's five, six, or seven stakeholders, companies that are like a monopoly, and then they share among themselves the proceeds. So that would be a catastrophe. To abandon all these services to new monopolies, so our states must be present in all the companies that manage networks, and they have to give back, and the states have to participate in those companies. In Senegal, I was last Thursday, a bill forcing the state to acquire at least 35% of shares in each dealership, and that these 35% could not be sold, so in order to ensure that when the state needs it, will not be able to sell those shares, even if he needs money. There are countries that require more, but 35% seems to be the minimum. So the dynamic aspect of the telecommunication sector, this should prevent for our countries to be under the monopoly of other countries, which is against the free market. When I say this, I sometimes refer to antitrust legislation in the United States, the country that favors the most the free market. Monopolies, like the former vice president of the United States, Walter Mondale, monopolies lead to imperialism. So let's avoid a new colonialism where would be the accidental agent. So this is the message that I would like my African colleagues to hear in this world that requires courage, qualification, and quickness in action. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to talk to all of you. I know that each of your meetings gives the opportunity to the internet world to progress thanks to your excellent decisions. I wish that Africa, that this meeting in Dakar. Be finally the opportunity for Africa to reduce the digital gap with northern countries, but also for Africa to take its right place in the internet society that arose after the Tunis and Geneva meetings, and that we be now. We have the trust you were referring to before, because that we trust each other, because this is a field where all interests go to this are the same, and the big issue here is to understand the expectations of each stakeholders and through a fair negotiation to progress for more justice. Thank you very much for your patience.
Merci. Allô. 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 Merci.
Thank you, Mr. the President of the Republic. The President of the Republic will now visit the different various stands, and we thank, ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Heather Dryden, Mr. Rod Beckstrom of ICANN, and Dr. Stephen Crocker, Mr. Mustafa Gerasi, Minister of Telecommunications, and Mr. the Prime Minister, Suleiman Ndiaye, and all the government that came here, and also all the experts, engineers, and technicians here in this room, and who participated in the various works. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now have to visit the different stands with the President of the Republic. Thank you, and have a nice day.